2023 was the worst year of my life. On the other side of that is how I built my business.
I knew deep down what I was meant for. I was meant to do a podcast and speak on stages, but it was like, why isn't this unfolding? It wasn't until I made a conscious decision that none of these things were coming with me to my next level identity.
And I started my business honestly as a way to avoid a lot of things.
I'm really excited for today's episode because this is our first ever video podcast. In this episode, I co-collaborated with Daisha Donze, is a luxury retreat planner, stylist, and director based out of the United States, but travels all over the world to host retreats for women. In this episode series called Girl Talk, we have a real, raw, and authentic conversation around how you can actually heal your shame through in-person events. This episode is going to give you the autonomy and permission slip to live a life outside of motherhood and also take back control of your identity. If you are fully ready to feel like you can do anything, that you have the ability to collapse the time that it takes to get to your goal, you're going to want to stick around through this whole episode. Thank you so much for being here.
Because it hits so close to home when you hear these kinds of stories and realize how many people go through this and be on the other side of it.
Yeah.
Whenever you said that about, you know, you made it.
Yeah.
Just being able to realize that is huge. Think of everything that you had to go through and look at the company, the brand that you have. You know, it's so amazing that you can have that at the same time that you went through all of these things. It's like, yeah. No one would know. And you look at so many people and you don't realize what they're actually going through.
Yeah.
There's like, everyone has their crap. Everyone. And 2023 was the worst year of my life. And on the other side of that is how I built my business. And I find so many stories like that, where businesses are built at the very low of the low. And it's true, like, have what you're meant to have and what you're meant to build. Like, you have to be in that place of struggle, like of nothing, like right. You're at the bottom and there's nowhere else to go but up. And that's what happened to me in 2023, like the birth of my son, so many things.
It's traumatic in itself.
Oh my God. It's the worst traumatic birth story, like ever imagined for myself. And it was that, it was losing my corporate job, my parents of 40 years getting a divorce. I'm still struggling with that. I think it's so much harder as an adult when your parents go through something like that, because all you want to do is help them and you can't. Yeah. And like, that is still like, it's only just now the beginning of 2025. It's like those happened not that long ago.
Well, there's still this little girl inside of you who's probably very hurt by that.
Oh my God.
You want to protect her too.
And I started my business honestly as a way to avoid a lot of things. And I had to be focusing on something other than what was actually happening in my life. And I'm sure you relate, because so many stories I hear are like that. You know, businesses are built in that worst point of your life.
Out of the dark energy. This is a beautiful way of explaining the concept of alchemy. I and my now significant other, who's incredible, was the person who really helped me understand that you can use the times in your life or even the people that did you wrong as fuel for your next level. And you think about big creators, like I think Alex Hormozi, he's always referring to his dad. And I think he has a good relationship with his dad now, but at one point in his life, his dad was the dark energy that he used, like, I'm going to show you, you know. And there was many times where I thought, like, there's certain people that I would picture their face and it would make me feel so angry. And I had to remind myself that it's like, that's your fuel. You're either going to let it weigh you down, or you're going to use it as power to take you to the next level. And so, yeah, I agree with you. I think for everyone and every woman, there comes a point in your life where you make a decision that's like, I'm either doing this or I'm not, right? It's like the line in the sand moment, the I'm done moment that tells your story makes it that much more impactful because people see you as the hero. And so I struggled with that concept for a really long time because I wasn't awake to the fact that I was still going through active trauma.
Yeah.
And so, you know, not making conscious decisions that I was no longer going to tolerate the abuse. I was no longer going to tolerate the stalking and the harassment. I was no longer going to allow myself to remain in freeze. And I was going to step into the next season. It took a lot of full moons, you know, my 30th birthday, following mentors, other people who had been really brave. Actually, on the plane ride home from the first Freedom Queen, I want to tell the story about how we met in a moment too. But in September, when we had Freedom Queen 1.0, before the 2.0, before the hurricane, and I'm on the airplane and I'm like, that's it. I knew right then, I was like, this is all about being brave. So I had already taken a few classes of the Brave AF course, and Shoshana then went into labor. And so when I got back from Freedom Queen, the last one we did was on my 30th birthday. And so I claimed it literally, oh my gosh, this is going to bring me to tears. But I claimed that new identity on my 30th birthday. And she challenged us in Brave AF to come out to the world about the truth. What is your truth, right? You know, there's the truth and then there's the facts, but there's also like the truth that's your story. And I wasn't ready to tell that story. And to be honest with you, as a marketer, I felt really confused for a long time. And hopefully this can help a lot of women who are struggling in that space right now. Like, what's my message? Like, what's my story? It maybe just isn't done being written yet.
Ooh.
And that's a hard pill to swallow. That was a really hard pill for me to swallow because I wanted it so bad. I knew deep down what I was meant for, that I was meant to have this big brand, that I was meant to create something extraordinary, that I was meant to do a podcast and speak on stages. But it was like, why isn't this unfolding? It wasn't until I made a conscious decision that none of these things were coming with me to my next level identity. And then boom, 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 boom. Everything has just like effortlessly fit in like a puzzle piece. Like I didn't have to try. Women, extraordinary women like you, reach out to me. I want to do a podcast. Let's do an episode. And it's just like, boom, 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 boom. You know?
I get chills because like the same thing happened to me.
Oh, great. I want to hear that.
Well, it's just, it's like after my traumatic birth, there was a line in the sand moment where, like you said, I'm done. And this happens for so many women. They hit that point and they're, I'm done. I'm done living like this mediocre life, doing what I was told my whole life that I needed to be doing. And I'm like miserable with this corporate job working for a douchebag. Like I'm done. And it came at that point when I was sitting in the NICU in this horrible recliner next to my son, and you know, still with the big C-section cut, no pain meds. And I'm laying there and I'm like, I'm done. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm meant for more.
Yeah.
Always known it. It's always been inside of me. I've went 30 years knowing this. Nothing has happened yet. And it's time. I don't know how I'm going to get there. I have no clue. I don't know if I'm going to have the support, but I don't care because I know it in my soul, my gut, like it's going to happen. Especially after Freedom Queen, being in person with other women like you from all over the world, like coming together, other women like you that know that they're meant for more, that know that the way that they've been living is not how they like what they're called to do.
Not conducive to the next level.
Right. Like coming together in person at an event like that, it's life-changing because you realize it's possible.
Yeah.
And you're not alone.
Yeah. And you calibrate in that moment. So what happens when you get in person, and I'm loving that we're leading into this conversation, because for those of you, I'm going to talk about this when I do the intro, but Daisha does events, you run events, you run masterminds, you coordinate and facilitate retreats. She's the expert at this. So for anyone who's listening, who's interested in doing, has your heart on doing a retreat or doing a mass, doing an event, like, you need to reach out to Daisha. We'll make sure that you get her contact information in the show notes. What I love is that when we meet in person, we see the other women who've walked the path before us, and you begin to calibrate your identity and your energy to meet them in that place. And what's even more beautiful is, like, especially in a mastermind setting, like retreat, where there's like facilitators and hosts and leaders who can inspire you with proof and motivate you with leadership skills, and they can help you shorten, collapse the time and shorten the pathway. So I had this conversation with my therapist last week because she said, okay, we are in our fourth year of therapy together. What do you want to talk about? And we just really did a recap of this last year and how it was like, it really felt like it drug out. You know, there was like this moment in the middle of the summer where my ex reached out, decided he wanted to see my daughter again. It was really triggering, overwhelming, you know, not knowing what to do. And I kind of felt like a bag in the wind for a really long time. Like, I had this vision in the back of my mind of like who I was going to be and become, but it felt to me like I was still years, light years away from that ever happening. And it wasn't until, like I shared, in September, October of 2024, when I made some really conscious decisions about my identity, same that you did in the delivery room, that I collapsed the time. I'm going to put it this way. Andy Love, who is the facilitator of the somatic retreat that I did this last weekend, incredible woman. Everyone should go follow her. The way that she worded it is like, we're all on a timeline, right? And surrounding us are a gajillion different timelines that at any point in time, we could choose to redirect and put ourselves on a different timeline. And in some cases, for some of us, we end up on a timeline that we're like, how the hell did I get here? Like, can I put this car in reverse? But you can't, because there's only going forward. There's no going backwards. And so where most women get stuck, just to kind of put that into like a picture, is like this, we stay stuck in this desire, like, this isn't the timeline I wanted to be on. This wasn't what I wanted. This wasn't what I asked for. And it becomes this revolving door. Like, how do I get out of this? And the only way to get out of this is to choose a different timeline, to choose to move forward. And so I think for a lot of women, it feels like confusing. Like, how do I know how to calibrate myself into a different timeline? Well, you put yourself in rooms with other women who can, number one, remind you of who you really are, because it's not that you haven't figured out who you are yet. It's that you don't remember. Because when all of us were little girls, we had the confidence. We could look at ourselves in the mirror and spin around with our tutus or however, who knows, you know, maybe you were a tomboy and that's what floated your boat. But like, you knew who you were then. And over time, life happened, and then you forgot who you were.
That is so freaking good. Like, that is so,
because it's so true, right?
Like, I think back to the little girl that I was, and like, she loved to be creative. She loved to like design clothes. Like, I always wanted to be a fashion designer. And, you know, I that's actually what I went to school for. But after I graduated college, I did the corporate thing, and I was so unhappy because I think I always knew that I wanted to be my own boss. I've always known that. I just never took the leap. You know, I was too scared. I wanted to be stable. I wanted to have that, the financial stability. And that's just what I was trained to do. You know, you graduate college, you get the corporate job, you work for the man, you know,
yeah,
you work 9 to 5, you do all these things. And then it just, one year led to another and another and another. And before I knew it, you know, I was 10 years in.
Yeah.
Like, and you're like, you're sitting there and you're like, who am I? You know, yeah. What have I become? Like, this is not how I always dreamed be. Like, there are so many things that I thought I would do by now. There's so many things that I still want to do. And isn't there never going to happen if I don't just take the leap and do it?
I also want to speak to the girlies that are listening that are like the spiritual woo-woo community, because I know I have some of those in my crowd. There's a timeline between the ages of 27, I think it's like 32, and it varies. It's usually lasts about a three years for each person, where the planet Saturn returns to the exact same place in the sky as it was when you were born. It's called a Saturn return. So Saturn is like an initiating planet, and it helps us to remember, number one, activate a new timeline. And it happens three times throughout a human's life. So it happens between the ages of 27 and 32, and then at some point in your 50s, and then it happens again in your 80s. So wow. It's like why you see so many people in their late 20s kind of starting to like refigure out, like, what do I really want to do with my life? And if you are haven't even reached if you're under the age of 27 and you still haven't figured out what you want to do, I want to give you permission to give yourself some grace for a moment, because you're still on the right timeline. And no matter what, you're always moving forward. That's something to remember. It's like, we're always moving forward as long as you are making decisions and making yourself aware of the circumstances and the environment that you're in. And one of the things that I love to do that I learned throughout the season of my Saturn return, I'm on the last leg of mine right now. Good riddance. It was the hardest season, I think, of my whole life. Was asking myself the question, what do I actually want? It's like, how often are we just kind of orbiting the planet, doing what it is that we think that we're supposed to do, that we don't internalize and ask ourselves, what do I even want? Have I ever considered that? What do I like? Even down to the micro decisions. Like, one of the biggest transformations that happened for me was when I was standing in an ice cream shop with one of my close friends in Estes Park on like a weekend girls retreat that we did. We went up there and stayed in a cabin, and I had a panic attack in the ice cream shop. And it was like, she could see the look on my face. She's like, are you okay? And I'm like, I don't know. And she was like, it's just ice cream. Like, you're fine. I'm like, I don't know what flavor of ice cream I like. She was like, that's okay. And I was like, no, this is like a really big deal, right? So it took me like minutes. I'm standing there. I'm like trying to decide quickly because I don't want to hold anybody up in line. And then finally I landed on the last ice cream on the row, which was cookie dough. And I'm like, oh my God, it's cookie dough. Like, that's my favorite flavor of ice cream. And I knew that, right? It was just that I had forgotten. And I'd stopped asking myself the question. I'd stopped giving myself permission to decide what I like. So at one point in time, I couldn't even decide whether I preferred the beach or the mountains. I couldn't tell you.
Wow.
So the last 6 months of 2024 were a series of what brings me pleasure? What do I enjoy? What's my style? I love that you were in fashion. I want to have a conversation about that too, because that's such a big deal in my life, having gone through the world's greatest identity crisis, cutting off all of my hair, 18 inches of my hair in a complete traumatic meltdown, losing my identity in motherhood, struggling through postpartum depression, and reaching a point where I was like, what do I want? And then it became like, I could really take this to the moon. This concept. I mean, when I was a little girl, I loved fashion. I loved sparkles and diamonds and tutus and high heels. I was totally stealing all my mom's high heels. And now I see all my girls doing that too. And there was a moment where I asked my daughter, I was like, I really want to upgrade my wardrobe. What do you think is my color? And she was like, I think your color is black, because all you wear is black. I was like, well, that wasn't the answer I was looking for. It was like, how do I start to elevate my presence and my identity as a brand, what I now consider like as an icon, right? Because I showed up to Freedom Queen Live, and that was one of the first places that I was like, I'm going to play with this. Like, what's my style? What's my identity?
I loved the event because there was a theme. I'm all about themes. And I'm
Yeah,
also
that made it easy. I'm still wearing diamonds on my nails.
like, I love that we got to play and that we got to show up as our like most extravagant, playful selves. And we were not going to be judged. We were like 100% us. Like,
Yes.
Our like dream big
Dream fashion party, like the whole thing.
And I had the best time. Like, I got to wear things that I would normally not wear.
Yeah, exactly.
And a mom, you know, you don't get to dress up a whole lot.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, like, I loved just getting out for one.
Yeah.
Getting to travel, getting to be alone, and, you know, mom guilt aside, because we all know there's some of that.
I know that's a whole other conversation for another episode.
But events like allow you to become like your highest self, like your highest identity that you want to be.
We got to play with our identity, explore our identity, like, who am I going to show up as today? Did you know? I think you knew this. I wore a different wig every day.
I freaking loved it.
And people were like, I was like, hi, how are you? Because I met them the day before and they would look at me sideways like, I don't know who you are. And then they'd be like, oh my God.
No, it's so funny because I didn't know you, right? And we can talk about how we met.
How we met. It was great. I love that story. I mean, it just, I feel like when I met you, it just, it was like I knew you right away.
I know.
I mean, we got into bed together when we met each other.
Yeah, we jumped in immediately. But
like, hi, how are you? Do you want to get in bed under the covers and we can do this photo shoot really quick?
Girl come in, you know, doing her photo shoots and in my room. I coordinated the photo shoots and hair and makeup for some of the girls that were attending the event. And Miss Jamie comes in with her giant suitcase, like of all the different outfits. And she's like,
wigs
for every outfit. And I'm like, what's happening right now? Who is this chick? And I freaking love it. Like, she's like, should I wear this wig or this wig? This outfit?
Yeah.
And I just, the entire weekend, I just couldn't take my eyes off of you, not in a
crystal, oh.
But the fact that you were just so magnetic, your wigs, like your personality, everyone was your best friend that weekend because you were just so like inviting and just so welcoming. And I couldn't stay away from you.
Same. Well, and we kept finding each other too. We were just like magnets to each other. I could say the exact same thing. I mean, the way that you poured your heart into that event to supporting the leaders and the speakers of that event was just so beautiful to see the way that you just selflessly gave all of your knowledge, your expertise, your physical support. And it was just really incredible to witness. And, you know, it's those moments of meeting women like you, because this was the first time. I even had a therapy meeting before I went to Freedom Queen. And I showed up at that therapy meeting and I told her that I had bought wigs. And she's like, are you going to wear them to the event? And I was like, I think so. I don't know. I'm a little nervous. I kind of want to be my authentic self. Right. And then we had this whole conversation. We went into this conversation about authenticity. And I was like, I feel like when I come to therapy, because I like to get dressed up and I come to therapy, but I feel like something's wrong with me, because it's like, why does it always have to be this big production, right? And then I realized in that session that that was a hidden belief that I had had from my childhood. When I was younger, my parents used to call me a fish because I was attracted to everything shiny. Like everything was a production. Everything was a show. And they would joke about how when I got older, I was going to be an actress, but it somehow had this reverse effect on me. So when I got older, I felt guilty. Like that was a bad thing. And my therapist actually affirmed me. She said, no, we want you to get dressed up and come to therapy as much as you want, because especially when you come in person, we can see you. I can see if you are brushing your teeth. Are you combing your hair? Are you taking care of your physical health? And even those who have gone beyond that identity, I'm going to peel an orange while we're doing this. For those of you who are new to the podcast and just listening for the first time, for a long time, I hid the fact that I was a mom. I felt guilty if my kids were in the background while I was doing trainings with my community. And through this journey of like discovering who I am, I realized that I'm a mom and that I've chosen to be home with my youngest because I didn't get to do that and experience that with my older daughter. And so now I let my daughter come in and be here, and I don't hold myself back from doing podcast episodes just because there's a chance she might interrupt me. So that's another dose of permission for more.
I love the fact that within the last few years, you've really seen like motherhood be, you know, like praised. And it's, you see so many women CEOs that are killing it, that are, and they're unapologetic about it.
Yeah. And
I like, the more that I see moms being moms and also being badass CEOs, it's like, the more I see that, the more it makes me feel like I'm not alone.
Yes. More of that permission.
Yes.
And it's why these in-person events, that's just more proof as to
and
the identity that you can shift into.
And it's so important. Like Zoom calls like this are, but as you see, as we see right here, the kids are there, and you're still
there. And my dog almost just tripped on my cord.
Yeah. You're still always in mom mode, but when you go to events, like you have space, like you can completely focus on you and your needs and your business.
Can we just talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
Because I know you as a mom, mm-hmm. and I know me as a mom, and I know all the other moms that attended Freedom Queen Live or any other event have a feeling of guilt. You know, it's so easy to fall into the trap of being guilty and feeling shame around, I should be doing this, right? I should be home with my babies. And then especially for women who have been in toxic relationships, if you've ever had a man ever try, or a woman ever try to tell you that you're bad because you're not spending every waking moment with your kids, we've got to rewire that. We need to do a ceremony. There needs to be, this is why I said, like, I called it my coming out when I told the world about my wigs. Like, I actually have this dream of throwing a coming out party, and I was going to kind of do it solo. And then I was like, I'm going to put a pause on that because I want to wait. And I almost want to do this like as a collective unit. So, like, can we all just like come together and bring our shame and just like leave it at the altar and then walk away and it's no more, right?
I remember when I started my business, there was going to be a lot of travel involved. There's still a lot of travel involved.
Yeah, you and knew that. Mm-hmm.
Like, I love travel. I love solo travel. Like, I'm totally okay with that because I'm Miss Independent.
Yeah, I love it. I know. It's great.
Obviously, I don't want to leave my son, but at the same time, I love it. And the fact
that need it.
I need it, and it's okay.
Yeah.
And I still get the guilt, even from my own mom, of, are you really going to leave him for that long? Are you, you know, are, I can't believe you're okay with, you know, traveling across the country and leaving. Yeah. I think the first time I left, he was 6 months old, and everyone was just like, what are you doing? Leaving your 6 month old? And I was just, have to be okay with it because I'm still me, like a person that has dreams and aspirations. And why should I like not do that to be there for my son whenever he has his father, his grandma's, like, he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
If he sees me, it's going to make me tear up. But like, when he sees me following my dreams, living my passion and doing what I love, like when he sees me doing those things, what is that going to show him?
And this is great permission. This podcast is all about permission, right? Mm-hmm. Giving you permission to follow your dreams, giving you permission to be brave and to be vulnerable. And
trust your gut. Like,
trust your gut. And I'll share a micro story. You know the backstory of my former marriage. And when I found out that he was relocating out of the state, I knew what was going to come next. I was going to have to send her alone on an airplane to Florida. We just completed our first back and forth. Airlines are really great about that. They have a special office you go to. You get basically a standby ticket so I can walk her all the way to the gate. And then same when you go to pick them up. But it still doesn't make it any easier to put your child on a plane to go 30,000 feet up in the air all by themselves. So we did a lot of stuff before that. Like we bought her an Apple Watch. It has a phone line so she can make phone calls, right? But something that she said to me when she got home, it's making me emotional to think about it, was that she told me it was because the reason that she was so brave is because she saw me do it first. And like, when I tell you like how brave she was, I mean, she just made it seem so easy. Like she was like, I'll be fine. It's okay. She gets on the plane. Not one tear. It wasn't emotional. She was like, I'm okay. No, I'm good. Like she was excited and she got home and she was like, that was really easy. And then the car ride home, we had this great conversation. She passed out for the second half because it was late and she was tired. But I was like, why do you think that you felt so brave? And she told me it was because of how many times she saw me go on my own and travel by myself and how brave I was to do that on my own.
Wow.
We're not harming our children by showing them that it's okay for me to want to go off on my own, travel, and have experiences on my own. Because what we're giving them is we're giving them the permission. We're giving them the borrowed confidence that they need to grow up and have the courage to do that themselves.
My God. It's so good.
What?
So good.
I mean, it's so 180 from what we've, most women are conditioned. And
but there's just such a load on our shoulders as moms, because we want to take care of everyone. We want to make sure everybody's taken care of. And that's something that I've learned in this past year of like being introduced to all of these new things. I didn't know what human design was. I didn't know what energetics were. Like I've been introduced to so much this past year in my line of work and being a business owner and being a part of masterminds. And it's like, so much has been on my shoulders. And I've held so much trauma from my birth story way back, so many things, right? We hold on to so much and it affects everything that we do. And this past year, I really started tapping into how I can let go of some of that and some of that trauma, some of the guilt. So many things that live inside of us that just eat us alive and we don't realize it. And I remember like doing breath work for the first time. I was like, this is just silly. I did it and I was just mind blown.
I did it for the first time this last weekend as well.
Really?
I did. Yeah. First timer.
Yeah.
I mean, I obviously have breathed before, but not like that. That was a whole other dimension,
right?
Of breathing.
But it's like all of these things I just had no idea even existed.
Yeah.
And it's my first energetic massage. And I'm like, what is this world? I'm so open to it, but I'm
physical touch, right? We're tapping into all of the love languages, physical touch, quality time. These are things that we need. And especially as work from home entrepreneurs, I'm assuming that you work from home, but I think most entrepreneurs, social media creators these days thrive on the ability to work from home. But what happens on the flip side is we become so isolated from the outside world. We're not receiving love in the way that we need to as human beings to fill our cup, to radiate from the inside out. It's like the women who saw me at that event that were like, you're so iconic, you're so magnetic, you're so warm, you're so inviting. It's like I had spent quite a bit of time leading up to that event finding ways to get myself out of my shell because I spent so many years in isolation before that.
Wow.
And so I knew what most women attending that event were feeling. I know that this was a big deal to come out of our comfort little box and show up and present ourselves to the world, how uncomfortable that yeah. can feel. But once you get there and you get in it and you experience the warmth and the invitation from other women who have done that work and show you that it's okay and it's safe to be here, you calibrate to a whole other identity.
One of my favorite things when I go on a retreat or an event for my clients is witness the transformations of these women attending and seeing just photos, videos, being there, watching in the background, how they show up and how they leave.
Yeah.
Two different people. And it is so amazing to witness. And I love like recommending photo shoots.
Yeah.
Because they are out of their shell. They are so transformed and they are so confident.
And yeah.
Just being able to capture that is one of my favorite things. Because they
I want to talk more about that. So I want to kind of share with the community, like what I want to know what your plan is for 2025, what you have, like what you're working on up your sleeve in terms of events and how you can support people.
So I believe 2025, like events are going to be chef's kiss and go big because we're not here to play. Like it is time to live out your biggest fantasies but at an in-person event and become that person that you were as a little girl.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's time to step into that identity. It's time to own your truth. And so for 2025, I'm going to be in Mexico in February and kick things off. And then I have so many things planned, so many events planned, and that's going to require a lot of travel. And I'm gonna be okay with that.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I work from home. I'm here every day with my son for the most part.
Yeah.
And so going away for 4 or 5 days, it's not gonna be the end of the world.
Yeah. No, of course not. Absolutely. And you'll come back a rejuvenated, higher, more expanded version of you. Can we talk for a moment about the capacity that changes when you go to an in-person event like this? Because from my experience, what has happened to me when I step into a room at an in-person event is the change that's actually happening, what you're witnessing, and like the woman who shows up to the event versus the woman who leaves, is my expanded capacity to hold more responsibility, more creativity, more ideas, more empathy, more understanding, like more patience, especially. You know, I've come home since this last event, this last weekend, and I have just found that my capacity for grace and patience and understanding since this event this last weekend is far greater than it was leading up to it. And I'm about to start my period. So that's not typical.
Well, I will tell you, the reason is because look how much you've let go.
Yeah, like the moment when I was standing in front of the mirror and all the women were standing around. I can't wait to tell more of that story, but it's like I'm standing there in front of this mirror, 15 women holding onto my shoulders. And they were even like, they got down on the floor and like held my feet to keep me grounded. And I stood there with my hand on the mirror shaking and I was bawling my eyes out. And then the next words she said, "What is the last thing that you want to say?" It was like, "You did it," meaning we've closed the loop.
Yep.
It's done. And all of that shit that I brought in, I was holding on to,
right,
did not come with me when I left.
Yeah. And you have so much more room now for better things. Look how much more you can carry of the good things.
Yeah. What really matters. Yeah. And it's like, I got home and I set up my studio, you know, I'm going to do like a quick glimpse. Like I have like all my lights set up and like my chair and I've got like I did that the day that I came home where I'd had the sign for like 2 months, but I hadn't done anything with it. I hadn't set it up because I didn't have the capacity.
And that's why I always recommend going to events like continuously, not just doing a one-off every year, because you can get back in that slump. Yeah,
you can. It's so easy to do that. You're like, right.
You're on the high after the event. You're in the energy, and then it slowly wears off.
Yeah.
So that's why I love like creating these experiences, not only to see the transformations, but to help you as the host, like take that load off your shoulders, because there's so much involved with planning an event, a retreat, so much, so many logistics. You want your attendees to be taken care of. Like that is your number one priority, but yes, we want you to be taken care of.
Yeah. So that you can hold space. You created this so you can be the facilitator to be able to hold space.
I was talking to a client about this. It's like, I know that you can do this. You can do it all.
Of course.
As a business owner, as a mom, as a woman.
Of course.
Oh, but you don't have to.
Yes.
You don't have
to. I love what you just said.
So that is like what I really want to help. Like after, you know, becoming a mom and realizing how much loads we carry and everything that we have to do because as women, as mothers, like, oh, like I said before, we want to make sure everybody's taken care of. Well, I want to make sure you're taken care of because I know you're same things. Like you're an empath. You feel like you want to make sure everybody is okay and has a they're taken care of, because like being at events, you're so vulnerable.
Yeah.
So many things come out, like the worst of the worst come out.
Yeah.
You do these exercises at most events and retreats, and it can be scary. It can be, it's a lot, right?
Yeah.
For these women, and
you
space for them to feel safe.
So good. You know, something Andy said this weekend, she was just so relaxed, right? Just so in her body. Like that was kind of the whole concept of the event, was out of the head and into the body. So I noticed right away, she's totally in her body. She's very relaxed. She's very confident and calm simultaneously. And then the one thing she said was, you know, it feels so good to want something and need something and ask for it without holding the guilt of asking for that thing. And so she goes, you know, when we started this, I realized I really need a bucket of ice for this thing back here. This would be really helpful to have a bucket of ice. So I asked somebody, would you mind getting me a bucket of ice? And they got me a bucket of ice. And it's just this simple little things where it's like, as moms, we take on so much already that we're like, I'll just do it. Have you ever felt that? Just like, I'll just do it.
In my life.
Right, exactly. It's like, nobody's going to do it the way that I would do it or get it done as fast as I would. And it's like, how would it just feel for a moment to sit in your divine feminine without having to worry about the small micro details of everything and just be present and hold space for the people around you?
Yes.
Like, what a concept.
So good. So good.
So 2025, my friend, I'm so excited for your business. I'm really excited to see what you do. I'm excited to have more conversations about how I can hire you to support me when it's time for me to do a Brave Manifestor event.
Which
oh, absolutely.
Happening.
Absolutely. It's happening. I'm not sure where yet. Maybe Denver.
Yeah.
Maybe somewhere tropical. I don't know. I haven't decided, but I definitely know that we're on the path to doing that. And you will be the first person that I call to help me coordinate and organize and take the load off. Cause man, I know I could do it alone, but I don't have to. Can't wait to have another conversation in a year and be like, do you remember when we had that conversation and how many lives that conversation changed? So is there anything else that you want to share with the audience before we hop off?
I just want to be there for you. If you are wanting to create an in-person experience, like we talked about, because you're changing lives. We know that. We know that you're online changing lives, transforming other businesses, other women's lives, and bringing it in person is just another level. Like it's completely life-changing, and you will leave a different person, not only attending the event, but hosting the event, knowing that you did that. It will take you to another dimension. So I want to help you create those epic in-person, world-class, luxury, bougie events.
And I'm so in. I'm so in. Sign me up.
I love bringing the fashion element, the styling of taking you and your style, your brand, your business, and bringing it into the event. So it is 100% you, and everyone else gets to experience your world. So yeah, would love to help. I'm here for 2025 and everything it brings, and wherever it is in the world, I'm here for it.